Pope Benedict XVI has concluded a visit to the Czech Republic, an intense three-day apostolic voyage there. Just before leaving, he bade farewell at the airport and pronounced a final discourse in which, among other things, he thanked the president, Václav Klaus, for his hospitality. Linda Bordoni followed events there and joins us now live. Good evening, Linda.
Good evening, Chris, and good evening to all our listeners, of course. Well, first of all, let me say that the Pope and the people here have really been blessed with lovely weather throughout the trip, including today. But getting back to the final discourse that you just mentioned, Chris, he touched on most of the themes of the trip. First, he referred to the importance of Europe's Christian roots and said the journey gave him the chance to reflect on the origins of Christianity in this region. Then he highlighted the importance of ecumenical dialogue in this land, which suffered the consequences of ancient religious divisions. And he mentioned the steps taken on the path towards reconciliation and unity. He also spoke of the important role the academic community plays through its uncompromising search for truth. And referring to this morning's encounter with young people, he said he was specially delighted to meet them and to encourage them to build on the best traditions of this nation's Christian heritage. And he ended this speech shining the spotlight on the central theme of the journey, which is hope. And I must say, Chris, he did this beautifully, quoting the Czech writer Franz Kafka, who wrote, "Anyone who keeps the ability to see beauty never grows old." And he said, "We must keep our eyes open to the beauty of God's creation and our minds open to the beauty of his truth so that we may hope to remain young and to build a world that reflects something of that divine beauty."
Linda, earlier in the day, the Holy Father celebrated Mass to mark the feast of St. Wenceslaus. It's a very important feast, religiously, politically, culturally, socially. It was the liturgical centerpiece of the trip, wasn't it? And can you talk about how it brought together the twin themes of hope and the recovery of roots?
Well, the very fact that the Mass took place today on the feast day of the Czech people's patron saint actually gave the Pope an excellent opportunity to recall the nation's Christian heritage. He told the faithful present at this Mass, which took place in Stará Boleslav, that they could learn from St. Wenceslaus, who was murdered here by his pagan brother back in the 10th century. And he described him as a model of holiness for all people. Then he observed that often today more value is placed on the transient and superficial values of worldly success and glory rather than on holiness, which is the true path to follow. And in a special address to young people this morning, he warned against the consumerist society that often exploits the aspirations of the young in false and alienating ways. And he called on them to consider God's divine call and to live in the service of Christ, whom he said is the hope of the world. Finally, Chris, let me just say there were 45,000 people present in Stará Boleslav this morning, all of whom participated in a very moving atmosphere of spiritual silence and deep concentration.
Linda, that's a scene that you're painting for us that stands somewhat in contrast to the nonchalance with which the media in the Czech Republic were treating the visit ahead of the Pope's arrival. Did the press, and more importantly, did the people really warm to the Holy Father during the course of these 3 days?
You know, Chris, I think they really did. There has been a change of atmosphere. First of all, the articles in the press have turned radically from critical and diffident to sincerely interested, I'd say. Now, we all know that the Pope was travelling to a country that describes itself as atheist, with only 5% of practising Catholics, and obviously that's a major factor to be taken into consideration. But 3 days on, something has changed in the perception of the people. I've been told that it's typical of the Czech character never to be overly demonstrative in showing personal feelings, but it's quite clear to all that their feelings towards the Pope have warmed and are tinged with admiration and acceptance. And as the rector of the Charles University said last night after the encounter with the academic world, the Pope does not impose his faith, but with reason and serenity, he convinces the Czechs to listen and to think. So, Chris, I do think he's won them over, just really by being himself.